something. Hare Krishna. Welcome to our beautiful Thursday festival. Now we are going to glorify Krishna through Bhagavatam. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jaya Radha. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Gopi Jana Bala Bhagiri Bharadha. Gopi Jana Bala Bhagiri Bharadhari. Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. 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 Yamuna Tira Banachari. Yamuna Tira Banachari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Ramo, Ramo, Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Thank you. Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada. Prabhupada ki jai, Samvata Vaishnavinda ki jai, Grantara Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Anantakari Vaishnavinda ki jai, Chaitana Mahaprabhu ki jai, Panchatatta Bhagavan ki jai, Gornitai Bhagavan ki jai, Radha Sema Sundar ki jai, Krishna Balaram ji ki jai, Nitai Gaura Pramanande, Hari Hari Bo. Hare Krishna. So we are gathered here to serve Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, chapter 8, text 29. This chapter is entitled by Srila Prabhupada as a Prayers by Queen Kunti. So please help together to invoke the mercy of the Lord. By folding your hand, you can, or you can just utter the name. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam Namaskritam Narancaiva Narottamam Devim Sarasatim Vyasam Tato Jayam Mudirayet Nastra Praesu Abhadresu Nittam Bhagavata Sivaya Bhagavati Uttama Sloke Bhaktir Bhavati Naistaki. Na Veda Kaschid Bhagavans Chikirshitam. Na Veda Kaschid Bhagavan Chikirshitam. Tabeha Manasa Ninam Vidambanam. Tabeha Manasa Ninam Vidambanam. Na jaisya kaschid daitosti karhichit. Na jaisya kaschid daitosti karhichit. Devasya jasmin vishamamati ninam. Devasya jasmin vishamamati ninam. Na veda kaschid bhagavan shikirshitam. Tabeha manasya ninam virambanam. Na jasya kaschid daitasti karhichit. Devasya jachasmin vishamamati ninam. this chant.
Naveda kaschid bhagavan shikirshitam.
Taveha manascha ninam vidambanam.
Najasya kaschid daita hikahuchi.
Naveda kasti bhagavan chikirshitam.
Taveha manasya ninam vidambanam.
Najasya kasti daita stikarhuchi.
Devasya jasmin vishamamakinam.
Mothers.
Naveda kasti bhagavan stikishitam.
Taveha manasya ninam vidambanam.
Najasya kasti daita stikarhichi.
Devasya kasti vishamamakinam.
Naveda kasti bhagavan chikirshitam.
Naveda manasya ninam vidambanam.
Najasya kasti daita hikarhichi.
Najasya kasti vishamamakinam.
Naveda kasti bhagavan chikirshitam.
Taveha manasya ninam vidambanam.
Najasya kasti daita hikarhichi.
Yasya jasmin vishamamakinam.
Na. Not. Veda. No. Kaschit. Anyone. Bhagavan. O Lord. Sam Govindapur. Chikirshitam. Pastimes. Taba. Your. Iha manascha. Like the worldly man. Ninam. Of the people in general. Virambanam. Misleading. Na. Never. Jasya. His. Kaschit. Anyone. Doita. Object of specific favor. Asti. There is. Karhichit. Anywhere. Deshaya. Objects of envy. Cha. And. Jasmin. Unto him. Vishama. Partiality. Matihi. Conception. Ninam. Of the people. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Isi Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jaya. Translation. O Lord, no one can understand your transcendental pastimes, which appear to be human and so are misleading. You have no specific objects of favor, nor do you have any objects of envy. People only imagine that you are partial. So I'm asking the question to the audience. Do you think God is partial or impartial? You can think, you don't have to answer right now. Let's see what Prabhupada gives the answer. Because every sloka has a question always. Purport. The Lord's mercy upon the fallen souls is equally distributed. He has no one as the specific object of hostility. The very conception of the personality of Godhead as a human being is misleading. His pastimes appear to be exactly like a human being's, but actually they are transcendental and without any tinge of material contamination. The way Prabhupada put it, it's so attractive. In other words, partiality and impartiality in this world, where it's coming from? Matter, not from transcendental. So the way Prabhupada put it is like a complete. Because lords and pure devotees, they are nirguna and they're transcendentally situated. They don't need anything of this world. They don't need anything matter. So that's why God is impartial, but at the same time, I would say impartially partial, because then the next purport, I'm also reading the purport first time with you all, because I was just asked to give class. He is undoubtedly known as a partial to his pure devotees, but in fact, he is never partial, as much as the sun never partial to anyone. By utilizing the sun rays, sometimes even the stones become valuable. Anybody knows what stone? Surjakanti. Yeah, Nalinikanta Prabhu sells this here. It's actually infused by the sun. Whereas a blind man cannot see the sun, although there are enough sun rays before him. Darkness and the light are two opposite conceptions. But this does not mean that the sun is partial in distributing its rays. The sun rays are open to everyone, but the capacities of the receptacle differ. Foolish people think that devotional service is flattering the Lord to get special mercy. Factually, the pure devotees who are engaged in the transcendental loving service of the Lord are not mercantile community. So devotees are not mercantile community. Why Prabhupada compared this? Can somebody help me? Prahlad Maharaj gave the whole explanation, if you remember. Very good. Because generally people come, three types of people in Bhagavad Gita, one purport Prabhupada writes. Now, I'm just requesting and begging everybody, please don't be judgmental or sentimental. Remain always transcendental in order to act that way. Because people do come to the temple, do come to the satsang, but intention, if you verify, scrutinize, examine, you'll see they come for some motive. Very rare somebody comes just to please the Lord. They come because they don't feel good. So they want to be with the devotee, which is, it's all welcome. We're not, that's why I requested you, don't judge. Because we should not become judgmental at all. But at the same time, we should know that actually Krishna is not so much happy with that. They need to go further. They keep on coming until they change their consciousness that they don't need anything for themselves. Because coming to Krishna means their desire already, whatever they need, will be fulfilled. That's an intelligent choice. And of course, the jnani, I don't know how many jnanis in this world so much, but there are, because they think, there are a lot of people in America, they think they know about God. But when you poke them, Nityananda Prabhu used to poke, you know, there's a verse, Sarachandra Bhrantim Spuradamala Kantim Gajagatim హరి ప్రేమ మత్తం ధృత పరమ సత్తం స్మిత ముఖం సదా గూర్ణం నేత్రం కలక కలిత బేత్రం బేత్రం బేత్ యు నో బేత్ ఇన్ హిందీ దేస్ ఐ డోంట్ నో బేత్ యు నో వాట్ ఇస్ బేత్ వీపింగ్ స్టిక్ ఆర్ సంథింగ్ లైక్ దట్ ఐ డోంట్ నో బేత్ ఇన్ బెంగాలీ మీన్స్ దే ద టీచర్ హ్యాస్ ఎ ఆర్ దోస్ డేస్ టీచర్ హ్యాడ్ ఎ స్టిక్ మీన్స్ ఇఫ్ యూ డోంట్ ప్రాపర్లీ పే అటెన్షన్ యూ గెట్ వీప్ సో కలిత్ర బేత్రం టు బ్రింగ్ దెమ్ out of Kali, Nityananda Prabhu would really like a poke, like this, to the Brahmanas, especially in Uddharandatta Thakur's place, because the Brahmanas, a metaphor I'm going to give you, and you think of the Brahmanas, really when you read, that's how I feel. Imagine a man who has a beautiful garden of fruit trees, filled with fruit trees. He never want to eat or enjoy, neither allow anybody. There's so many poor people around, but he will not allow anybody to come and eat, or neither he will enjoy the food. What do you call that person? That's called, you know any demon, that name? In Vrindavan, there's a demon. Ah, very good, Dhenukasura. This was his fault. He never actually enjoyed the tal fruit and never allowed anybody to eat the tal fruit. So that's why Krishna Balaram had to purify him. But that mentality is there. I hope it doesn't stay in my heart. Sometimes we may not want to absorb in Krishna consciousness, higher study or deeper. Like Radhanath Maharaj really made me understand. He said, going higher is not enough. You have to go deeper, both. Otherwise, wind will knock you out. Does it make sense? If a plant is only going high, we think Bhakti Lata should go high. We should advance. But we are not going deeper to understand the philosophy. Then when opposition comes, some challenge, some leader fell down, or something happened, oh, I'm depressed now. I don't feel like to do anything. Because my leader did this. No, this is a Maya's world. What do you expect? Very difficult. So we have to also understand deeper. Then we'll stay. Bhakti does not sustain on tribulation. Because I see 9/11, I was in San Diego. Oh my God. The temple was packed. The churches everywhere is packed for a month. 9/11, I mean, some of the children probably were not born even. By 9/11, but if you were like active, I was in business in San Diego. I remember I went even to the shop and the news just at the lobby, news came. I had an office on 5th floor. And within a half an hour, everybody started, oh my God, is this real? It's not like it. So people became very God conscious all of a sudden. But what we learn from Prabhupada and Rupa Goswami Pad, bhakti does not sustain on tribulation. After 6 months, they forgot to come to temple and church. They thought it's okay, it's just a bad guy, now we're going to punish them, we found them. Bhakti does not sustain on tribulation, also bhakti does not sustain on mental emotion. Oh, I feel good. You know, I won't say the name, but one devotee said, I don't feel like to go. I say, why? He said, because the in charge did not smile and like a kind of rude face. I say, you're going there for the in charge, or you're going to give your, you know, support and have an association of the devotees and have a darshan of the deities. So in Bhagavad Gita commentary, that says that bhakti stai sthiratara bhagavan jodishyat. If you look at the commentary of this beautiful verse, that bhakti sustain on conviction, determination, not on tribulation, not on mental emotion. It's a fact. Even sometimes when my mind doesn't feel good, I used to do that. I don't feel like to chant attentively. Why? Because I don't feel good. But bhakti should not, bhakti never sustain. Bhakti always sustained. If you look at Prabhupada's life or any, I mean, there is so many scandals sometimes, or unnecessary misrumor in the online. But you will see a lot of ISKCON leaders, they don't care, they just keep on going. They really, literally don't care. They just keep on going serving. If they would care for their mental emotion, they would not be able to, ISKCON would not be 700 temples today from 108 temple when Prabhupada left. 108 temple now is 703 temples. Because they have such a dedication, conviction to please Prabhupada and Krishna. So despite all this what people think, they just keep on going. This is how bhakti sustained. Bhakti sustained on conviction and determination. Then Prabhupada writes, a mercantile house renders service to someone in exchange for values. The pure devotee does not render service unto the Lord for such exchange. Now, if we find somebody is coming here because he's feeling or she's feeling not good just to be here, it's okay. It's not, we should not judge, but at the same time we should support. We should be transcendental means, not affected by that. But at the same time we should be merciful. The pure devotee does not render service unto the Lord for such exchange, and therefore the full mercy of the Lord is open for him. Wow, this is a secret. Suffering man, needy man, inquisitive person or philosopher make temporary connection with the Lord to serve particular purpose. Do you see, like, every sentence Prabhupada writes is like some sloka of backing? Nothing is his own. His own realization in his own way paraphrasing. But what Krishna says somewhere else in Bhagavad Gita or here. When purpose is served, there is no more relation with the Lord. A suffering man, if he is a pious at all, prays to the Lord for his recovery. But as soon as the recovery is over, in most cases, Prabhupada is kind, the suffering man no longer cares to keep any connection with the Lord. The mercy of the Lord is open for him, but he is reluctant to receive it. One place, Baladev Vidyavarshan Thakur says, 99% people needs motivation. There is a verse, Rupa Goswami Pad writes, Tad bhavati madhurje sute dhira apekshate natra shastram na juktim tat lobhot putti lakshanam. If you ever ask a question, how long should I continue forcing myself to do this? Will there be a time like, okay, you got it, now automatically will go? Wow, when? How? That question will come. So Rupa Goswami Pad answered this. Tad bhavati madhurje srute dhira apekshate. Dhira means you don't need any more motivation. Hari Bol Maharaj is coming in this town now. Everybody is gathered in the temple, packed. Maharaj left after 3 days, hardly 40 devotees. Says like, when will be the day that everybody is motivated all the time? So Baladev Vidyavarshan Thakur quote this verse of Rupa Goswami Pad. He says, one person is self-motivated, and 99 is need motivation. What kind of motivation? Natra shastra jukti means you have to say, I mean, you go and reflect, examine your heart. I'm serious. I do. I do many times and check. Okay, I have to chant. Why do I have to chant? If I chant, if I don't chant, I'm going to disrespect my spiritual master. I better obey this, get up in the morning and do all this. So there is just some fear. So long that fear is there, you cannot taste bhakti, real sweetness. But it is not bad. It is very healthy. Fear is good. But it is not ultimately has to be there. It has to be out of love. But easy to say, but practically to do it is not. So healthy fear is good. Fear of scriptures, fears of disrespecting my guru's instruction, Natra Shastram, na Juktim, and logic, reasoning. You know, if I keep on chanting, I feel good and I think everything will be okay. Okay, this is a good logic, good reason. That's good too. Rupa Goswami Pad says, Jukti. Shastram, na Juktim, tat lubat putti lakshanam. Until the lobha, the greed arises. So then, Rupa Goswami Pad, I mean, there is a series of verses in Nectar of Devotion. I love those verses. It says the next verse, he explained that, do you know how the pure devotees serve? Okay, we explained Prabhupada had a heart attack. You know, if there was one more, you don't. Okay, you heard this probably 1,000 times. That's good. We should hear more. But what kept him going? We should focus more that. We want that. What kept him going? That external challenges did not disturb him. We want that. Not that we want external problem to come to show that, okay, I also passed it. No. What kept him going, that is what we need. He said, for pure devotee, inner nourishment become a impetus that they keep on going. They feel happiness. That connection with the Lord through Guru, it's so much nourishing that external problem, like Mother Kunti Devi is praying this, it is not a matter, it's not important. But one who does not have, he cannot get it. If you never had an ice cream, I can explain you. You know, pistachio nut, or what do you call it? Whatever, you know the flavor sometimes. And I can explain you, it looks like a brown color, you know, milk, some sugar in your mind is like milk and sugar. You put it together. You got it? Ice cream flavor? No. Because tongue does not have a flavor. So tongue will never explain you. You have tongue. And ice cream doesn't have a tongue to explain either. They have to come in contact. Then you experience, oh wow. So what attracts you in ice cream? Is it the name or is it the experience? Or is it the color and the, all this explanation? The taste. Once you taste the ice cream, next time somebody mentions, it is the experience, the taste will attract you. Not the name, I mean those name is good, apple, oh very nice, nice color apple. But it's not really attractive until you taste that apple one time in life and next time you say, oh yeah, I want that. Automatically, you may not say it, but it will automatically produce saliva in your mouth if you are hungry. Similarly, in bhakti path, what attracts us is the experience that we have. We have to be very diligent how to maintain that. Because this can go away. You may feel happy, some Krishna consciousness experience very good taste. But after a little while, you may lose it. And if you examine why you lost it, there's a whole list is given. The anartha child. The four things. Sarup Brahm, Asat Trishna. And there's I don't want to go that route, is like itself is like a 1 hour description. And I made a chart. If anybody wants it, you can put it in your sleeping room. When you go to sleep, you look at this chart. You may get scared, but it's good. Because it keeps you focused. At least this does to me. It's very nice. So, so pure devotees serve the Lord with this inner connection happiness. Those who don't have this, they do it by the guidance of intelligence. Because mind, emotion will not give you steadiness in spiritual life. 100% sure that you will not be steady if you depend on the mind. And everybody has to depend on the mind because we are sitting on the mind's chariot. Imagine if you are in a car and you say, I don't care the car. Well, you better pay attention. If there is no gas, you won't go too far. This body is necessary. But this body is not as important as the mental body. Because mental body is the one who creates this reincarnation. Mental body, this is a conditional Pran Govinda Das. This is a constitutional pure devotee Pran Govinda Das. What connects this conditional to constitutional? cognitional, most important route. This conditional, I have all this lust, greed, anger, all these things, full-fledged. And constitutional, I'm a beautiful, sweet, loving devotee. But I want to go there. But in between, there is so much problem. So this cognitional has to be focused, whole day, night. And it is very actually attractive. It is not, in the beginning, maybe it's a little painful. I have to focus all the time. Yes, constant adjustment. I don't want to think, okay, I may not be able to have a control on what my thought is passing through. But don't be neglective. I learned practically, if you become selective, what you don't want automatically disappear. It really works. Instead of become neglective, be selective. And it works. Let's see what Prabhupada says after that. When the purpose is served, Prabhupada writes, there is no more relation with the Lord. A suffering man, if he is pious at all, prays to the Lord for his recovery, but as soon as his recovery is over, in all, most cases, the suffering man no longer cares to keep any connection with the Lord. The mercy of the Lord is open for him, but he is reluctant to receive it. That is the difference between pure devotee and the mixed devotee. Those who are completely against the service of the Lord are considered to be in a abject darkness. What is abject? Anyone knows what is abject? Is it?
Searching,
okay. I never used that word, I never heard it. Who ask for the Lord's favor only at the time of necessity are partial recipients of the mercy of the Lord. And those who are 100% engaged in the service of the Lord are full recipient of the mercy of the Lord. Now I have to get in little bit about it. Because you know there is one verse in Bhagavad Gita, anybody knows the whole Bhagavad Gita is summarized, Prabhupada said in the first line of the purport. He said the whole Bhagavad Gita is summarized in this sloka. The whole essence of all Bhagavad Gita in one sloka also. That's 1155. Everybody should know, huh? 1155. But this sloka, no, this is not 1155. I'm talking about summary of Bhagavad Gita in one sloka. That what we need to do. What Arjuna need to do. No. 330. Mahi karmani sannasa adhatma chetasa. Prabhupada translates, you have to be conscious. I'm engaged in the temple. I'm engaged in the house temple or in book distribution and everything. But am I conscious what I'm doing? Whose pleasure I'm doing? Krishna says, Lord Krishna himself told this. Lokayam karma anatishtati. Vidyam avidyamsya bhutanam karmayam janatishtati. That people do, vidyam means he is aware, avidyam means he is not aware. He may be aware, maybe not aware. He or she, whoever it is, the devotee, may be aware, maybe not aware. But then Krishna says, vidusa karma siddhi shet. That's right. Thank you for Krishna for reminding. Vidusa karma siddhi set. Vidusa, one who is aware why he is doing, why he is chanting, what is this chanting means, he will get 100% result. Abidusa, itare api. Abidusa, one who is not fully aware, will get little benefit. That's a little scary. No, it is not scary because we are in our constitutional position, conscious being. We are not dead matter. We are not body. We are not this material body or material mind. We are conscious being, spiritual being. So we have to be conscious, Like Prabhupada said, be conscious and then Krishna conscious. Why Prabhupada said this? Because we have to be fully aware of our presence, what I'm doing at this moment. Am I trying to glorify Prabhupada and Krishna? Or am I trying to show that I know a lot of things? You know, I know a lot of slokas. What is my intention? I must reflect and examine. Then the journey becomes easy. And actually, when we do this very... You know, other day, it happened that I was giving a Zoom class day before yesterday. So, somebody sent me a text of another leader, something nasty things. I was a little disturbed, and I have 10 minutes to start the class. And then I remember, like, why is like this, like, oh, Krishna, so anyway. And then I found out, after 1 hour class, there is a question answer. Those Matajis are so wonderful. It's called Bhakti Japa Sangha group, if you are familiar with it. They're such a nice group. I never met any one of them, but they're very nice group. In America, I assume they're mostly. And it took class. And then after everything over, almost 2 hours, then I realized, what happened to that nasty message? It didn't even click in me. So it's such a phenomenon that what we focus, where we draw our happiness. Because we are product of our decision, we are not by the situation. So why not, if we can divert our emotion, mostly emotion, I hammer it. Because in 11th canto, there is a famous verse Krishna says to Uddhava that the difference between attachment, material attachment, aversion, or I hate something, I hate material world, I may not say it, but I feel like this, or I just don't like this, or I like this. The difference between attachment, aversion, renunciation, devotion, it depends on the direction of my emotion, period. But when you really literally reflect and think about it, wow, I can really switch. I just did. 1 hour, 45 minutes. I forgot about this nasty text. And literally, I mean, Krishna, of course, everything Krishna sanctioned permits, but I was not even aware. It bothered me before the class. Whether it's a true story or not, do I need to know? You don't have to send me this out of your kind mercy. It was like disturbing. But anyway, it was a phenomenon. So I was thinking, like, why not all the time we can just switch? Okay, I don't want to think about it. Yes, we can be selective. And it works. I'm not saying it's easy, but if you try, after a while, actually you can focus on Krishna. It is necessary. I found a Madhulila 17th chapter, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explaining this, that even in Krishna consciousness, if somebody does not focus on Krishna, only doing the service, it is not going to be benefiting that quickly. He has to be fully aware of whose pleasure I am doing this. Just like this Mataji and Mother Sri Vrindavan, they are doing this Bhagavatam. Was it next week, right?
Yeah,
Bhadrapurnima, the famous things. I'm really requesting everybody to participate if you can. At least buy one set of Bhagavatam, whether if you don't have anybody to give, keep it with you, and then you'll feel pressure and then you'll give somebody. Krishna will arrange somebody to come. It'll be wonderful. We should really do this. Last year we did nicely.
55.
How many?
Last year we did 55
set. 55 set last year. Wow. Original idea was, I think, 8. 10 or 20 or something. 10 something. It went to 55. Anything is possible. I'm just begging everybody to. If you can, that will be wonderful. It's not that nothing we can do. Actually, just focus. We need to. Because at the core of our existence, if you really think, we are conscious being. What does that mean? Conscious being means we are endowed with emotion all the time, feeling. Awareness, there's a three way you can check everything in life. this Sat-Chit Ananda. But you have to know the translation in your language, how you relate to that. Because when you say Ananda, Ananda doesn't mean like Ananda, like, yeah, in constitutional position, that is full-fledged bliss. But in conditional, that bliss, Ananda, is mixed with Rajagun, Tamagun. It causes pain, but we can translate as a feeling, whether it's a miserable or a feeling. So you can translate the Ananda as a feeling, it's fine, because conditional, that's what it is. So at the core of our existence, we have feeling. It is not something you wished away. This is who you are. This is who I am. But I have to learn how to shift. Because problem will come in this world, as Prabhupada said. I also see it. It's not just Prabhupada said. We are experiencing what Prabhupada said and Bhagavad Gita said. So when we shift, then we can see, I want to remain happy, then I have to focus something connected with Krishna. Then it works. It's not that easy, but it is possible. Whoever wants to remain happy all the time. Let's finish Prabhupada's purport. I'm sorry. When the Lord descends on this material world by His all-merciful energy, He plays like a human being, and therefore it appears that the Lord is partial to His devotees only. But this is not a fact. Despite such apparent manifestation of partiality, His mercy is equally distributed. In the battlefield of Kurukshetra, all persons who died in the fight before the presence of the Lord got salvation without the necessary qualification, because death before the presence of the Lord purifies the passing soul from the effects of all sins. And that, so in other words, if you are about to die, I'm just talking to audience online, make sure you have a devotees chanting Hare Krishna. Like when I entered in Bhakti Charu Maharaj's room, I was alone. The doctor and the nurse says, okay, you are given 15 minutes, but I end up staying 2 hours because I was reciting all these prayers, Gajendra Moksha. But when I went there, Prabhupada's loud kirtan was going right on his right ear. Right ear is a place where the guru gives the mantra. But anyway, not necessarily you have to follow exact. But this is how the Hari Bhakti Bilash explained. And it was it was very nice. The devotee left it right next to his ear. So it's like a Prabhupada music. You know those audio box? Like it goes on and on and on and forever. It was very nice. So Prabhupada making the same statement in the purport. Therefore, the dying man gets a place somewhere in the transcendental abode. So you have to be hearing and make sure Krishna's picture or Krishna katha or something has to be there in Krishna related. Somehow or other, if someone puts himself open in the sun rays, he is sure to get the requisite benefit both by heat and by ultraviolet rays. Therefore, the conclusion is that the Lord is never partial. It is wrong for the people in general to think of Him as a partial. And I thought about it many times. I mentioned that before also. Prabhupada was asked actually by the reporter, are you partial to your disciples? And wonderful Prabhupada gave. Prabhupada says, he immediately says, no. But then he put a pause. He said, but some of my disciples taking responsibility and they are doing many service and they have so many questions. So it appears like I'm partial to them more than others. I'm glad the Prabhupada cleared it because it looks like this. But Prabhupada is always. We have 10 minutes, otherwise we have a lot of things we can discuss. Any question or reference?
This is from Brahma Samhita.
Yeah.
Haribo. Okay. This is about partiality.
Mm.
554, where the verse says, the Lord impartially ordains for each the due enjoyment of this karma. And Bhaktisiddhanta says, God impartially induces the fallen souls to act in a way that is consequent to the deeds of their previous births and to enjoy the fruition of their labors. But out of His great mercy to His devotee, He purges out by the fire of ordeal the root of karma, nescience and evil desires. And the last sentence in this thing, he says, it is a great wonder that Krishna, being impartial, is fully partial to his devotees.
So he's impartial, but he's partial to his
devotees. He is impartially partial.
He's impartially partial.
Impartially partial. Mother.
Abject means, we get abject
partial. Oh, yes.
It means of something bad, in the brackets, and then experienced or present to the maximum degree. So some bad experience present to the maximum degree.
Wow, I never heard that word.
Abject darkness.
Abject, something very bad.
Present to the maximum degree.
Wow.
Something that can be experienced.
How bad it can be, maximum.
That's really dark.
Thank you, that's very nice. I never heard that, abject. Any other? Yes, Mother Madhumati.
So I'm trying to understand your class. I mean, I appreciated those points that you mentioned that in our Krishna consciousness, it cannot be dependent on tribulations or on jnana. And at the same time, you're expressing, so we have to have taste. And then you also mentioned emotions, that we have, our emotions have to be invested. It's, we have to experience through emotions. So I guess my question is, we also you also mentioned about the mind, that the, how the mind, you know, be selective.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess, how is to engage, if you were to give in, let's say in one sentence, if you can, how do we engage the emotions?
How do you engage the emotion?
Yeah, so it's not in a superficial way. I mean, that we're grounded and everything, uh-huh. And we engage our emotions.
You know, 11.2.48. Gritta indriyerva. This is a famous verse Krishna was speaking. 11.2.48. The generally 11th canto, second chapter, all these famous verses are there. The whole chapter is like this. You can put it if you want. And in that verse, if you look at the commentary of different acharyas, from this verse, that how the pure devotee accept service from Maya. How they deal with the Maya. So, I was contemplating, what is this material world? Well, Prabhupada put in 5.17.1 in the purport, the material world is a place for those rebellious souls to revive their dormant love. That's the only main purpose of creation. So I took it very seriously when I read that purport of Prabhupada, that okay, this material world is prakriti, nature, maya, but the purpose is made for me. It is not for Krishna. Krishna created this world for me. So if I want to, when we say we want to love Krishna, we have to love with the world. Because this world made for us. And then I was reflecting, what do I have? I have a material mind, I have a material body, I have a material senses. This is reality. So I have to love Krishna through this material world. In the world, through the world, with the world. We should not like think like, you know, generally, I mean, fanaticism comes like, oh, we want to be Krishna conscious, let's run and jump over the world, then we are Haribol, we are out of Maya. But the purpose Krishna created this material world, the material body, everything is behind him, cause of all causes. And when we really look very deep down, why out of compassion he did this, So what should be the conclusion? We want to love Krishna with the world, through the world, in the world. Because this mental emotion is, as I mentioned, the bhakti does not sustain. Sustain means like a uninterrupted. Bhakti does not sustain by the tribulation or mental emotion, because in reality I see this within me for so long, many years I reflect where I am today, why I could not be in 10 years before or 20 years before. Because I was checking bhakti's stability by those, my mental, okay, I feel good, so I'll chant now, I feel good, I'll go to temple, I don't feel good, I won't go. I'm not promoting that COVID-19 should come. I mean, that's not, you know, related. Because I think in the announcement we say, if you don't feel good, don't come. I don't mean that. This is not relevant to that. In general, just a principle that at the core of our existence, we are conscious being, as I mentioned. This is what I find from this verse. Yes, yes, this is the verse. Very nice verse. That how the pure devotee deals with Maya, material nature. I mean, Prabhupada was here. Prabhupada is dealing with so many. You know, even some people ask Prabhupada, there's so many beautiful girls, you don't feel any attraction? And Prabhupada is so practical. I just love the way Prabhupada is not like showing off, I'm pure devotee. It's like he has a human nature also, you know, beside his Mahabhagavat. He said, yes, I feel attractive. Oh, but Prabhupada, how you restrain? He said, intelligent. My intelligence immediately restrained. Whether it's true inside him or not, but at least he expressed that way. So we see the verse says that those who are pure devotee, their love guides them to serve. Those who are not pure yet, completely, their intelligence guides them. Eto dishana misheshya prakritastapi tadgune. Na jujyate sada atmasthito jata buddhi ashraya. They take shelter of buddhi. This is in Bhagavatam second canto. They take shelter of buddhi, and buddhi actually guides them to focus in bhakti and progress. You don't need buddhi when you develop the love, but until the love comes, then buddhi automatically will be like disappear, you will not even know. But until that buddhi, the vivek buddhi, there has to be constant. What is the reaction if I'm further progress in this contemplation? Oh, I'll be attached to it. I don't want to be. Then stop now. Like constant adjustment. I do this. And I you know, mentor few now in New Orleans here, there. I also tell them the same thing. If I don't practice, I don't tell. And it works. This process is 100% correct, 100% working. But his question is how much I want to take advantage of the process. That willingness to, it has to come from individual. That's why I hope that helps you something. Thank you. We end? Thank you. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Vancha kalpaturu vishyipasindhu vishyipasindhu vishyipasindhu.
Yeah. determination.
Determination.
I'm going to do it. I feel good or not good, doesn't matter. I'm going to keep on chanting. This intelligence, Vivek Buddhi is a determination. Vivek Buddhi is like a, you are fully conscious about it. Not a blind faith. Blind faith will disappear. So that's why I say bhakti does not sustain on tribulation or mental emotion. Mental emotion is true, I see within me. You know, the devotee didn't like me when I was in the temple. I don't even feel like to drive by near the temple. Because like, are where is this coming from? You like, feel like, this is true. This affect our, we depend on the mind so much. No, we have to go above mind. So no, bhakti has nothing to do with the mind. It's for me, the soul. I am the soul, conscious being. I have to come to that level. Otherwise, this mind is like going to whip me. The problem is, the mind, when it comes, mind shows, mind has a two function. Mind shows, magnifying what the problem is, and bring that recollection, what happened in the past. Or somebody got insulted, and he went like this, he went like this, he went like this, all of a sudden, you know, from the movie or something, and then magnifying what will happen in future. At present, it has no connection with it, just little insult, somebody said. And I'm taking it so seriously. That's why determination and bhakti is required. Without intelligence, we cannot sustain. That's why you see, practically, a lot of devotees even give up chanting sometimes. Because no fixed determination. They're not convinced. And it's not easy. Why it should be easy? In one sense it is easy, but Prabhupada says it is simple but not easy. And you think like, what it means, simple but not easy? What does that mean? It's just, but Prabhupada then also Prabhupada said, it is so simple it can slip out, you may miss it.
It seems like it's the case of conviction. So you basically, I'll give you a material example. You see something that someone else has and you like what they have. You feel like, I want what that person has.
Yes.
So you use that feeling to form your desire. And that's actually the process of using the intelligence to find something to fix your mind on and be convinced and act with conviction on, but you're using the feeling to empower you towards the goal. Is that right?
Very true, very true. Govinda Maharaj, I don't think you met him. He passed away in 1996. Gaur Govinda Swami. I was in America, but in 78, I lived with him. I stayed with him many months. And I had a doubt. I was just a teenager, little boy. I had a doubt. So I asked Maharaj, in my village they sing Nimai's life. But he's not a god. Why in Ishkan? I just joined.